This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. It's back to school time, and we're talking about that throughout this week, kicking things off with the mayor of Carbondale, Mike Henry. Mayor, thanks for coming in.
Oh, glad to be here, Jennifer.
People are already starting to come back into Carbondale. There's a renewed vibrancy you see this time of year with students and their families coming in.
Yeah, we always look forward to it. I think it's a great time of the year for Carbondale.
We always talk about how the city works with the university, but this is one of those unique times that the city really comes out to try and make its case for the new and returning students. Am I right?
Oh, we do, and we even have gone so far as to get Illinois Department of Transportation mows all the right-of-ways coming into Carbondale on our main thoroughfares, and we do everything we can to spruce up around the city. We'll have lots of city employees and volunteers out to move-in day. So I'll be out at Thompson Point in my golf cart sort of vehicle, saying Terry and I will be out there and welcoming people and help carry in things. That's always great to get to meet. Primarily those are new freshmen and their families, so it's really nice.
It's certainly a different feeling than it was. People talk a lot about the large numbers of students that moved in 20, 25 years ago when the population at the university was so high. That's smaller now. Do you still see the same energy, though?
Well, the energy's definitely there. Everyone's excited. It's always a big deal to take your kids off, and it's sort of the birds leaving the nest syndrome, I think, you know. Kids leaving the house and getting out and being more responsible for their own lives and starting an education at a great institution.
How critical, though, is that economic boost that comes with students returning? You've got this big weekend or perhaps even this week where the families are coming back, the students are coming back, and I'm sure the businesses see a boost. But how important is it for those students to have a tie to Carbondale's economy?
Well, it's very important. You know, our summers are traditionally slow business-wise, so our businesses are always looking forward to it. And I know you'll see specials at the restaurants, and they are having special events and things of that sort to welcome folks and bring them in and get them acquainted with our businesses. So.
I know this is the time of year, too, where the city offers lots of information for those students. They can come, a lot of them that may rent apartments or houses need to come and work on getting water services and other services
right.
Like that. The city will be available for those as well.
Yeah, we'll be very busy with that.
Certainly check things out at City Hall in Carbondale, or you can go to the website for more information. Mayor, there's a meeting this evening, and it's kind of an ongoing issue. Voters earlier this year approved a question on the ballot that said that the city and its park district should consider whether or not those two governmental agencies should merge together. And there's a meeting kind of on that subject this evening. Is that right?
Yeah, this evening it's a joint meeting with the park district and the board, their board, and city council. And it'll be at City Hall, at room 103. The park district will have their meeting at 5:30, their formal meeting, and then at 6, the joint meeting will start. And Carl Flowers and I will co-chair the meeting. He's the president of the Park District Board. And Carl and I are viewing it as a public hearing more than anything else. We want the public to elaborate on what the referendum showed us. You know, what do you expect? What are your visions for the parks and for the relationship between the Park District and the city? And how do we go forward from here?
Is this an adversarial relationship as you go through this process, or how are the emotions?
I think the emotions are a little bit high, but there really is no reason for this to be adversarial, especially this evening, because this is where, again, we want the public to really weigh in and say, this is our thoughts, this is what we think you should do. We're not going to solve the issues this evening. There probably won't be very much debate at all on the issues. We're really there to listen. At the very end of the meeting, there'll be a portion for both Park District Commissioners and City Council members to comment. But both Carl Flowers and I, again, are viewing this more as a public hearing rather than a debate. And so we're going to try to keep it on track that way.
What's the timeline here? Will there be an official decision made, you know, at some point in terms of merging these two together or deciding to stay separate?
Yeah, I think we've had several meetings with the Park District, and we just felt that we really needed to know more about what the citizens on both sides felt that way. what they want, what they expect from the parks, what they expect from the park district, and then and from the city. So it's a very complicated question. The park district can't just up and say, oh, we're not here anymore. As long as they have debt obligations like the golf course bonds, they have to maintain a board and they have to function at least until that debt is paid off. So, and the park district commissioners have feelings both ways. The city council has feelings both ways. So we have a ways to go to get it worked out, but this is a good way to just sit down and open up the process to the public.
One of the many issues that I know you'll be working on in this busy back-to-school week in Carbondale. Mayor Mike Henry, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jennifer.
You're listening to WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.